More about desire, and why desire normally is a plague. Desire is a mental energy. And it is impossible to desire something, you have not first imagined or seen. So desire is comparing an image of something and the way it is in reality. That gap is what is called desire. Now, desire has this imagination element, that shows the object of desire, the finished product, as if it were already reality. And in that mistake, in that mirage lies the mischief. The path from the present moment to the accomplishment, to the result, is long and arduous. Unless, of course, if what you want to accomplish is as easy as making a cup of coffee. If and when you have coffee, water, a coffee maker and a cup. But most things are not that simple. Most things get accomplished in many steps, repeated, and over time. The biggest issue is courage. The issue is that you don't have the courage to change in reality, only in your imagination. In reality, change feels like you have to go through death. A state of nothingness. And you don't want that. But it's an illusion. This lesson from the Second Phase Activators course can help you go through that fear and actually change. Actually start changing in reality, not only in your imagination. But be forewarned, it is not for the faint of heart. Activate desire to move you in reality. This may be the biggest missing for desire to be useful. Because the way it is, desire is the worst thing you can have. That is, maybe, why all Eastern religions pray desireless. But desire can be made useful. And the activator video from the course can do that. Now, read to the Kipling poem below. You'll feel something. Desire. If. By Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting. Or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating. And yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream, and not make dreams your master. If you can think, and not make thoughts your aim. If you can meet with triumph and disaster. And treat those two imposters just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken. Twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools. Or watch the things you gave your life to, broken. And stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings. And risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose, and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Or listen to the audio. The Kipling poem, If. Many people love that poem. But love without application is just a feeling. The acquisition of knowledge is the booby prize. The application of knowledge is gold. Loving something does not mean you are doing anything about it. Doesn't even mean you know what you could do. It is just a feeling. Guiding feeling, but you don't know what to do with it. Hearing, reading that poem awakens desire. And then you think that by imagining being a man you are in fact a man. Hogwash. Hearing, reading that poem may awaken ambition. When that happens, then it is the starting point of your ascent, at the end point of which you'll become a man. If you know what to do. If you know how to do it. That what and how is what my work is about. Others say, use your mind, your imagination. Using the mind the way you are taught to use the mind makes you delusional. Makes you chase mirages. Or makes you sitting and doing nothing. As if you were already that which you imagine. Becoming has little to do with the imagination, and all to do with work. Hard work. Saying lots of no's. Taking abuse, taking hardship, taking insults, and not wavering. Like it says in the poem. The activation in this video can help. Activate desire to move you in reality https://yourvibe.me/desire.